there's always sort of a personal version of this that I tell, where I was sort of hyper tracked. My eighth grade junior high school yearbook, one of my friends wrote in, I know you'll get into Stanford in 4 years as a sophomore. Sort of went to Stanford 4 years later, at the end of high school. Went to Stanford Law School. Ended up at a big law firm in New York, where from the outside everybody wanted to get in, on the inside everybody wanted to leave. And it was this very strange dynamic where, after I sort of realized this was maybe not the best idea, and I left after 7 months and 3 days, one of the people down the hall from me told me, "It's really reassuring to see you leave, Peter. I had no idea that it was possible to escape from Alcatraz," which, of course, all you had to do was go out the front door and not come back. But so much of people's identities got wrapped up in winning these competitions that they somehow lost sight of what was important, what was valuable. Competition does make you better at whatever it is that you're competing on. Because when you're competing, you're comparing yourself with the people around you. You're figuring out, how do I beat the people next to me? How do I do somewhat better at whatever it is they're doing? And you will get better at that thing. I'm not questioning that. I'm not denying that. But it often comes at this tremendous price that you stop asking some bigger questions about what's truly important and truly valuable.